Supporters of four men imprisoned for the 1997 murder of a Fairbanks teen are looking beyond a recent favorable court ruling. Eugene Vent, George Freese, Kevin Pease, and Marvin Roberts are serving multi-decade prison sentences for killing John Hartman. There was no physical evidence tying the men to the beating attack, and the case has long-drawn questions about whether justice was served. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the latest ruling involves an appeal by one of the convicted men.
The November 16th Court of Appeals opinion finds fault with Superior Court Judge Ben Esch's reliance on outside research in rejecting Eugene Vent's appeal and grants him a new hearing. At issue in the appeal is whether Vent's attorney effectively fought to get a critic of the interrogation method used to get a confession on the stand. April Monroe Frick, a Fairbanks woman who heads up efforts to free the Fairbanks Four, calls the ruling a step forward.
Essentially what happened is this issue was returned to Superior Court, which is the local Fairbanks court. Judge Esch can't hear it, so it will have a new set of eyes on it, which is probably important. This case has sat on the desks of an extraordinarily small number of people in our community. So it's nice that we'll go back to somebody else, but it will return to Superior Court. And, you know, if at Superior Court they decide in Eugene's favor and grant him a new trial, the state will appeal that. So however it's decided here, it will be appealed.
Monroe Frick says the case will likely end up before the Alaska Supreme Court, a court which declined to rule on previous Fairbanks 4 appeal cases. She says the legal path leading to a new trial for Vent is long and convoluted, and there's another way to exoneration for all four men.
The people who work as activists with the Free the Fairbanks 4 folks, myself included, kind of have our eggs in a different basket, I suppose. We're our hopes are with Alaska Innocence Project.
The Anchorage-based nonprofit has been working the case for several years. Alaska Innocence Project Director Bill Oberle is trying to pry loose new information to leverage a post-conviction relief hearing.
I think our investigation is such that it's revealing to us that we have grounds for filing a PCR when we have all the information. Don't have it yet, but I think we will have it.
Oberle says attention focused on the case by Fairbanks 4 supporters, including through Facebook, and a $35,000 reward for new information is keeping it in the public eye, possibly jarring memories, and giving people courage to come forward about what happened on the October night 15 years ago when John Hartman was found beaten on a downtown street. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.